This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our next guest on the line at the moment is Emma Donovan from Emma Donovan and the Putbacks. And Emma is a nominated person in the shortlist for the Australian Music Prize, which is a huge honour. And like with an incredible collection of other artists as well. So Emma, thank you for joining us and congratulations.
Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Yes, happy Sunday. Sunday.
Yes, happy Sunday. And here you are doing interviews on a Sunday. Hey, but what our show is on a Sunday. What did you ever do covers like of a song like that, Wrecking Ball?
I don't know about Wrecking Ball.
That's really putting you on the spot, isn't it?
I feel like David's doing requests now.
It's usually then I've got to kind of go, hey, what do you reckon of this song? I wonder what they reckon. I should put it in our little group chat.
Right. So Emma, you've had an extraordinary career as a solo artist, but you sing putbacks as well. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Oh, well, I guess like my connection, you know, to the Putbacks came from long time, you know, and the other beautiful thing is they've been playing together long before I kind of, you know, was introduced to them. But I played a lot with family growing up. Music always came from my mother's side of my family, all the Donovans from the mid-north coast. Like, I had beautiful grandparents teach me lots of country gospel music. It started from a long time, like, for myself, and then branched out after I left school to different bands, and then I was asked by Kate Benthoven and Stephen Richardson who were gonna, you know, do like they were at the Arts House in 2006. Kate Benthoven was the producer for the Black Armband, and Stephen Richardson had this idea of the Black Armband, which is kind of going to be like a one-off kind of project from the Arts House in South Melbourne.
Yeah.
And they asked us to come on board and, like, you know, couldn't twist my arm quick enough. Like, I, you know, beautiful collaborative ensemble, the Black Armband. I was really young when I started with the Black Armband. There was, like, all my idols, you know, in that band. And it was that fusion of, you know, blackfella music meeting all, you know, all of the mob from the Melbourne jazz kind of scene. Beautiful players like Andrea Keller and, Michael Ma, who that's when, yeah, like, biggest yarn, sorry.
No, go for it, that's what we love.
We ask for your background, we ask for it.
Radio is for talking.
Leaving lots out as I go, just trying to think of, you know, my connection to the Putbacks, which came from the rhythm section, who was Rory McDougal, McDougal from the Black Armband. Him and Nick played in the Putbacks.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So that was the kind of yarn to say, come and sing with us one time.
and you've been with them for a few albums now, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, we're feeling pretty flash these days, right, the set list, because we've got all these songs to choose from now.
and what does it mean, Emma, the Australian Music Prize? It's a very prestigious prize. And for our listeners that don't know about the Australian Music Prize, what it is, it's a cash prize, and it's for the album of the year. And it's just one award. And you get this fantastic cash prize that you then can go on and do whatever you want. You can tour with it, record your next album, or, you know, do whatever. It's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like there's been some really beautiful opportunities, like, since meeting the Putbacks, but just that introduction to, you know, different festivals and audiences, and more so, like, I didn't know about this, you know, the Oz Music Prize. Seems pretty cool that there's big mob money there for that prize.
Yeah.
But yeah, like last year we had the crossover album be nominated as well, and you know, made, and you know, we're just excited. We feel like we put out these albums closer to the end of the year, so it was really unexpected for us.
Yeah, and the wonderful
but
thing,
so humbled, yeah.
Yeah, the wonderful thing about it is the band of judges that judge this are very prestigious. They're musicians, they're music writers, journalists. There's retail people as well. It's a real cross-section of the music industry that, and they have to listen to all these albums as well that's released through the year.
And it's beautiful, like when you see like the, you know, like the latest, like, you know, the short list of 9 albums, I just look at that list and go, oh, these are all the albums I have on, you know, that awesome. I have playing, that I have inspiring me, like Hiatus Coyote, like, you know, like Simon from the Putbacks plays with Hiatus.
Oh.
And I just love that, you know, he's a genius, that fella. I can't get over him. I can't get over that I play in a band with him, you know. And I'm always, you know, dropping his name, saying he's with Hiatus, that mob, you know, because like that album for me is that Mood Valiant. I just love it. Like, and that's what, and even, you know, just recently with the Victorian Music Awards, you know, same, you know, like the amount of albums that come out in the last couple of years with everything that happened with the big C word, you know, you know, there's so many beautiful albums and music. So nice to be a part of it all.
Yeah, exactly. And if you won this award, have you discussed it with your you know, what are you going to do with it? Will it be?
I don't know.
You don't know yet. You haven't thought about it. You haven't dreamt.
I reckon we just put it back into our band kitty and keep, you know, more opportunities to keep recording. That's always the thing, I guess, for us and to stay. You know, tricky times, like, you know, organising tours or gigs, you know, these days. It's like...
It's so expensive, isn't it? Yeah. And to have money like this. And have money like this that you can do whatever you want to with it. It's not one thing or the other.
But dreaming up the soundtrack, like, where are we going to go play, you know, like making our own little track.
Yeah, fantastic.
I want to play.
Yeah. Well, we wish you all the very best. It's as you said, it's an awesome list of other artists that's been nominated. But I reckon you're pretty good, and your chances are fairly good.
Yeah.
So all the best.
No, thanks for that. Thank you so much. Thanks for having this time for us, this arvo, and. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much. We've been talking to Emma Donovan here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.